This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. Full season soybean planting is not far away. It's quite likely that there are a few soybean fields planted already. While soybeans are a little more flexible when it comes to population and placement precision, there are still some important things to keep in mind when planting soybeans. First, use inoculated soybeans. Of course, nodulation of rhizobium is important on soybean roots, as soybeans get 200 to 300 pounds of nitrogen requirement from their biological fixation. The soybeans regulate the rhizobium root farm depending on how much nitrogen the plant needs and how much it can pull from the soil. The yield effect of inoculated soybean seeds can be quite variable. Most fields with a history of soybeans will have plenty of rhizobium bacteria in the soil, that a yield response is unlikely. Fields that have not had soybeans or poor previous establishment in the past 3 years, a low soil pH, or has been flooded for more than a week since the last soybean crop are more likely to have yield response to seed inoculation. While most fields with a past of good soybean crops will not need inoculation, it is still fairly cheap to use inoculated seed or to inoculate the seed in the planter box. Considering that poor inoculation can lead to yield losses over 10 bushels to the acre, it's best to play it safe. Seeding rates for soybeans can have a lot of variation. Recent study has shown that soybean population yield goals are the opposite to the logic that we use for corn populations. In soybeans, fields with a past of high yields can still achieve those high yields even with low population, while low-yielding fields need a higher population. In the study, the medium and high-yielding environment's optimal plant population was around 77 to 115,000, while the low-yielding environment optimal density was between 110 to 144,000. It wasn't that a lower rate of plant survival in the low yield environment, but because a higher plant density was needed to compensate for lost in crop availability when there was less rain. Of course, like any crop, it is important to regulate the pounds of seed per acre by the number of seeds per pound, as different varieties and different seed plot plantings will have different seed sizes. Farmers might also be considering using starter fertilizer when planting soybeans. Generally, soybeans don't have much yield response to starter fertilizer, except under certain conditions. Fields with a low background fertility are more likely to show response to starter fertilizer. Young soybeans can use a small amount of nitrogen, 20 pounds of nitrogen or less to the acre, in a pre-plant or starter fertilizer, as it takes a little growth before the soybeans can support the root rhizobium. Too much nitrogen, however, can hurt the future rhizobium, and this is more likely to show up at yellowing at pod fill. Soybean seeds are very sensitive to salting effects of nitrogen and potassium fertilizers. It is generally recommended to not place fertilizer with the seed, but use some side dressing application. Besides nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium, and in some cases sulfur, iron chlorosis is another common nutrient in high pH soils. In these fields, a chelated iron fertilizer can be placed in furrow with the seed. Soybean planting is not far away, and it's important to start off with a good stand, the right plant population, and proper soil fertility. If you have any questions about soybean fertility or planting, please give me a call at 620-724-8233. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.